We're following events out of New York and New Jersey today in connection with the discovery of bombs in both states. A suspect, Ahmad Khan Rahami, who is a 28-year-old who was born in Afghanistan but is a naturalized citizen of the United States, is in custody at this hour after a shootout with police today in Linden, New Jersey. President Obama said today that the New York and New Jersey bombs do not appear to be related to the weekend stabbing at a mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Nine people were stabbed in that attack, and the FBI is treating it as a potential act of terrorism. The incident happened Saturday night when a 22-year-old Somali man dressed as a private security guard entered the Crossroads Center Mall with what looked like a kitchen knife. Now, a news agency linked to ISIS claimed the suspect as a soldier of the Islamic State. Here's St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson on Saturday.
That individual made some references to Allah, and we have confirmed that he asked at least one person if they were Muslim before he assaulted them.
Police say none of the nine stabbed are suffering life-threatening injuries. For the latest, I'm joined by reporter Tim Nelson of Minnesota Public Radio. Tim, first of all, walk us through this. Give us a brief timeline about how this attack unfolded.
Well, you've gone through a lot of the detail here. This happened about 8 o'clock in St. Cloud, Minnesota. It's a regional center, a city of just under 70,000. And this Crossroads Center Mall is one of the biggest shopping malls in the Minnesota outside of the Twin Cities. And, you know, this is just a regular night of shopping there when this assailant walked in and started attacking people. As you said, there were nine victims. That was seven men, one woman, and a teenage girl.
Now, you've spoken to people who were in the mall on Saturday night. What did they say? What did they tell you?
Well, we haven't been able to actually reach any of the victims themselves. They've all been discharged from the hospital. But we've been in contact with some of the people who were in the mall who described just chaos as people were screaming and running away from the attack. My colleague Matt Sepik interviewed one witness who said he actually saw the assailant stab one of the victims in the head before he fled with his own children. He feared there might be more attackers in the mall yet, and he grabbed his kids and ran out the door.
Now, I understand that an off-duty officer is the person who brought this attack to an end. What happened?
That's right. That's Jason Falconer. He's a former police chief in a nearby town and a part-time officer in another city. Now, he was off-duty at the mall just shopping. St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss said yesterday that a video from the Macy's store in the mall shows the attacker approaching Falconer in the store with a knife in hand. Falconer told the suspect to stop, and he initially went down, then leapt up and lunged at this part-time officer. The suspect fell when Falconer shot him, but he got back up, and Falconer kept shooting until the suspect was finally dead. Now, we believe he's a firearms expert. He's listed as a president of a firearms training firm near St. Cloud and a competitive handgun shooter. So it appears that this assailant happened upon an extremely skilled and armed law enforcement professional who happened to be shopping Saturday night.
Wow. Well, about the assailant, about the suspect, he has been identified by his father. Tell us more.
He's been identified by a number of people who knew him as Dahir Aden. We believe he's part of a sizable immigrant community in the St. Cloud area, and among the 30,000 or so Somali Americans living in Minnesota, we think he went to high school in the area and maybe some college classes. The AP is reporting he had worked as a guard for a firm providing security for one of the stores in the mall, but only through this summer. But the FBI and a joint terrorism task force are looking into his background, so we may find out more as time goes on here.
Now, Tim, in the minute or so that we have, you mentioned the sizable immigrant community, very large Somali community. How are they reacting?
Well, this is a very difficult time. This comes on the heels of more than a half dozen Somali youth have recently pleaded guilty or been found guilty of trying to enlist with ISIS in this long-running terrorism investigation by federal authorities here in the Twin Cities. These young men tried to go to Turkey or Syria to fight with ISIS, and authorities believe some may have actually done just that, and they're still wanted. So there's that, and there's been some long simmering tensions in St. Cloud between the Somali community and others. You know, this is a historically staunchly Catholic community and one of the most conservative areas in the state. There have been literally years of ecumenical efforts to improve the relationships between St. Cloud and this mostly immigrant community, but you know, within hours of the attack yesterday, ISIS issued this statement, and I think it strikes a new chord of fear in St. Cloud.
Tim Nelson is with Minnesota Public Radio. Tim, thank you so much.
You're welcome.